Hello, everyone. Thank you for listening to Barely Mexican. My name is Miguel Garcia, and as you know right now, I'm still barely Mexican. Still don't speak Spanish. Still can only sometimes handle spicy foods. So yeah, there's that. So this is going to be part two of the customer service horror stories, which I've gotten some feedback on. And apparently, part one was just me being horrible to customers. So before we get started, I would like to say, though, I do want to hear your stories. So if you're listening right now, whoever you are, if I know you, if I don't know you, you can follow me on Twitter. You can DM me there. You can find me on Facebook, or you can email me at barelymexican95@gmail.com. I'd love to hear your stories. Maybe you've had similar experiences, or you could just tell me I'm shitty at customer service and should probably find a new career path, like my mother does every day. But yeah, so here's part two. And I think the last place we stopped was Volt. There was Holly, racism, and all that fun stuff. And so now we're going to go from cons and to the place where I currently work, which is a dollar store, which I won't necessarily mention right now because, I mean, I'll mention the stories, I just won't mention the name because I'm currently employed. I got fired from Volt because they said I didn't call anybody back, and I have notes showing that I did, and yet they just took it, ran with it because a customer complained, and they're like, okay, we're fine, you bye. Which was fine, wasn't even mad. And we left, and I went to cons. I started out as a sales associate at cons, and I had TJ there with me because we also were in the same training class together, which took me by surprise. I didn't even know he was going to be there. I just remember walking in and seeing him, and I was like, wait, what? Like, I was shocked. Like, my jaw hit the floor. I was super excited. I loved it. I was so ready. And so we had both started as sales associates together. They sent us to a training. They taught us more about like the business, what we sell and things like that, and what was to be expected of us. So we went, did a training for a week in El Paso. They sent us back. I had been a sales associate. I was only there for maybe 2 weeks when this had happened. When they had given us a red folder, and it was supposed to help you, I guess, to get like familiar with the products there, you know, about like what, like the differences between appliances, like, you know, the different types of refrigerators. Apparently there's three different types. Maybe there's more now. I don't really know. But when I was a sales associate, we only had three in that store. You can Google it if you want to about the different types. Don't need to bore you with those boring details. But yeah, so it was just like, oh, you know, like you would go and you would have to find these types of either appliances or electronics or furniture or whatever, and just have to differentiate them. So you had a better understanding of what was going on, and what it is we're actually supposed to be selling and things like that. So it was, you know, it was supposed to be a helpful guy. I was told that we weren't really expected to turn it in, so I ended up throwing it away. My manager, the store manager, had seen that I wasn't doing it and was just like, hey, what's going on? Why aren't you doing this? I haven't seen it with you in a while. And so I told him, I was just like, LOL, lost it. Didn't tell him I threw it away, but I told him I lost it. So then he was just like, LOL, I need it by next week. So then he got me a new one. And so I was rushing to get it finished. And in all reality, you can get it done in like a shift and a half, if that, because you do spend a lot of time there. The only thing is there's easy ways to find excuses to not do it. And they give you such a long like period to get it done. But they do expect you to interact with the customers as well and things like that. So it's very, you know, like, it's kind of annoying. So when I was trying to fill this out one day, I was, you know, writing things down, writing questions or whatever, and I couldn't find a specific type of appliance, I think. And so I started asking questions to to one of the sales associates. And then so someone else ended up chatting. So anyways, there ended up being about like five of us in a circle right by the cashier center. Now, for those who know, for, you know, have ever been into the cons here, it's basically the cashier station's basically in the middle of the store. So, you know, you see it right as you walk in. You basically can see it from all areas within the store. So we were just talking about work. There was a lady who was in the store who basically, who had like never, who I didn't even see walk into the store, who never came up to me or asked any of us a question personally. And so I still don't necessarily understand this lady's like train of thought or as to why she thought it was important that she did this. But she was there with her cousin, I guess, or her family friend or whatever. So she was there. She wasn't even buying. It was her family friend that was buying. But she saw us all standing there talking and just assumed we were not doing anything. And so as for me, I was working. I can't necessarily say that, didn't necessarily need six other people to help me. But in reality, like, we were trying to figure something out. And so she goes to the store manager, complains that we're all standing there not doing anything. And so to me, it's just like, okay, but it's not like she came and asked for help. I was just like, it's not like she came and like we turned her away or like ignored her and like spat in her face and like punched her newborn baby. Like we were talking about work. We were trying to figure something out. It, you know, and so she went, the store manager came and was just like, hey, he was just like this. He was like, what are you guys all doing here? I was explaining that I was having issues finding something. And he was just like, okay, well, this lady just went ahead and complained. And, you know, she said that you guys are all just standing around and all this other stuff. And I was like, okay, but she hasn't even, like, who is this lady? Because I don't know who she is. I haven't spoken to her. I don't know where she is. I don't understand what the issue is. She didn't come for us to help, you know, or anything like that. And he was just like, I know. He was like, but she's complaining. So he was like, now you still have to do this and clean. So he sent us to clean. And so I guess during this, she had went to the bathroom and me and another coworker was like, we're talking while we're going to the warehouse to go get our cleaning supplies. Now the bathroom is right across from the warehouse. And I, as some of you all know, don't have what's called an inside voice. I'm a lone person. I can't control it at this point. I've tried. I sometimes don't even know when I'm yelling. Like, my friends have to be like, hey, maybe don't be so loud. And it comes off as obnoxious, and I understand. But at the same time, like, this is just the volume control that I have, like this. And then especially when I get even more excited, I tend to get even more loud. And I can't control it. And it sounds like I'm making excuses, but it's literally been a life struggle that I've struggled with my whole life. And so this lady comes out of the bathroom while me and my coworker were walking back to go get stuff to dust and clean or whatever, because he assigned us different things. And I was just like, I don't understand what the issue was. So I was like, we were talking about work. I was just like, I don't understand. I was like, I don't even know who this lady is. I was just like, she never came up to us to ask us a question. She never asked us for help. She never, you know, like, had been seen by any of us. So I don't know what the issue was. So as I was saying this, she comes out all proud and hefty, like, basically swings the door open as if I'm going to be shocked to see her standing there. Have never seen this lady in my life. And she was like, well, it was I. Like, it was like a soap opera to her or something. I'm pretty sure she had, like, thought, like, you know, I was going to, like, gasp and be like, oh, no. Like, as if she had, like, an evil stepsister who it was, or evil twin sister, I should say. And so she, like, swings it open all wide and is like, it's me. 'Twas I. She was like, what if I was a secret shopper? She was like, then you guys would have really gotten into trouble. And I was like, okay, but are you? I was like, well, no. And I was like, so then what was the issue? I was like, you didn't come to us for help and we didn't turn you away. So what was the issue? I was like, do you sign my paychecks? I was like, do you, like, I was like, am I employed by you or any of your affiliates? And she was just like, no, you are not. And so I was just like, okay, so then what does it matter to you what I'm doing on somebody else's dime? I was just like, at the end of the day, we were still technically working. I was just like, so you're in the wrong here. I was just like, I was still doing my job. I was like, now I still have to do my job plus whatever it is that he just assigned to me because you don't know how to mind your own goddamn business. I was just like, so if you're trying to teach me a lesson here, it's that people need to learn how to mind their own damn business. And she was just like, like super offended that like I would speak to her as if I was the help or something. Is that racist? I mean, I'm Mexican and she was definitely white. So I don't know. But she was super offended that I would address her. And I wasn't loud. I wasn't yelling at her. I wasn't like, you come, bitch! Or anything like that. That comes later on. But I was very, like, and I was just like, I don't understand what your issue is. I was like, did you come to any of those standing there asking for help? And she was like, no. And I was like, okay, so then what did you need from us to do? And she was like, well, for somebody who's in biz, she was just like, it just looks like you're there. You guys are lazy, just standing there, just talking. And I was just like, I don't care what it looks like. I was just like, what we were actually doing and what you actually perceived are two different things. So I was just like, next time, I was like, you get on your high horse. Like, mind your own goddamn business. I was just like, if you're not paying me, then what does it matter? I was just like, I was still trying to do whatever it is that I needed to get done. I was just like, what your issue is, lady? I was like, is you're probably lazy? I was like, do you even have a job? I was just like, because if that's the case, I bet you don't even have a job because you're too busy spending, looking at everybody else's stuff, looking at everybody else's problems that you can't, I was like, no. I was just like, you're probably unemployed and just wanted to feel empowered. I was like, bye. Like, get out of my face. So then I go to the warehouse. I got some stuff to pretend to dust. And I did that. And then I eventually finished a folder. But I didn't stay in sales very long. So I moved to what is called a porter. And for those of you who don't know what a porter is, it's basically, you know, if you ever walk into a furniture store and you see anything put up, for the most part, I'm going to assume, I mean, I've never worked in department stores before, or furniture stores before this one, but it's put up by somebody else. The sales associates don't really put anything else unless they're a specialist. So the specialist at cons, we're supposed to have three specialists. We're supposed to have the electronics, the appliance, and the furniture specialist. At the time, we only had two. We only had the appliance and the furniture specialist. And these are sales associates who signed up to make bonuses while putting in a little bit extra more work and while still trying to focus on their sales or whatever, but receiving bonuses when they hit certain metrics and certain things are sold. So the issue with that, though, is I wasn't, at the time, wasn't getting any real help from the specialist. Every time I would ask the specialist for help, it was an issue. And it wasn't until we got an electronic specialist that they were just like, you know, I didn't necessarily have to worry about electronics. But what a porter basically does is he puts out all the stuff, all the electronics, appliances, furniture, like, it's put out by somebody. I would ask for help and I would always get turned down or being like, oh, we can't do this or whatever. And I'm like, okay, but you signed up for this. Like, this is what you knew we were supposed to be doing. So it's not like it's not in your job description. And it was such an issue. So around this time, it's already Black Friday. It's the holidays. We're working crazy hours. We're already working. I think we work. We worked a little over like 80 hours. Like, we were only getting one day off a week. Like, it was crazy. We were working these crazy amount of hours. It was stressful. It like would not believe. And on top of that, like, I just wasn't getting any support. So at this time, you know, tensions were high between me and the specialist. Tensions were high between, well, I don't know, that day, Black Friday, and I've mentioned this before, it was just an ugly day all around. And so what had happened was, is one of the sales associates came and asked me to unbox a TV, and I had been unboxing TVs all day. So I was in the back looking for something, I think. And he was like, hey, can you help me unbox this TV? And I was like, sure. So we loaded up, and I was kind of having trouble like loading it onto the, to the dolly. And he was like, well, you need to learn how to do a job. Granted, I had been there since early in the morning. I think at like 4 in the morning, 5 in the morning, I had been there fairly early. It was still dark outside. So I was tired. It was already like 2 o'clock in the afternoon. So, you know, I wanted to go home. I was tired and I was cranky, and everyone knows, like my friends know, that like when I get tired, I become the most grumpy. People get tired or grumpy when they're hungry and all this. I tend to be my most grumpy when I'm tired. Cause like my brain just like gets really angry that I can't sleep for some reason. But it is what it is. So he was just like, well, you need to learn how to do your job and this and that. And then, so we had another sales associate kind of piggyback off and was like, oh, well, you're lazy and you're not doing anything and this and that and da, 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 and things aren't put together right. And every time somebody tells you to do your job, you freak out. So that set me off. Well, it didn't set me off. Okay. So I was just like, okay. I was just like, this is dumb. Like, I was just like, this person literally freaks out every time like our store manager breathes, and everything like that. And so I was just like, I can't do this. I was like, you know what? I was like, after I unbox this TV, I'll just go outside. I'll take a deep breath. I'll calm down. Like, that was my initial goal. So, well, like, we're almost towards the end of wrapping it up, and then we just help load it up onto the truck. Another sales associate comes and asks me to help unbox another TV. She was like, hey, when you're done with that, can you help unbox a TV? And for some reason, that set me off. Like, some reason I couldn't, like, I just raged out. I literally, and she was the only person I apologized to for that day. Like, I literally, like, to this day, like, felt so bad. I was like, no. I was like, fuck all y'all fake ass bitches. I'm tired of this shit. Y'all can kiss my ass. Like, and the busiest day of the year, right here at the cashier center. And if you ever walked into Conn's, you know that the cashier center is like in the middle of the store. So you can see basically everything that's happening. So you basically just like, customers were confused as to why this like little Mexican kid is like, fat Mexican kid is like yelling at the top of his lungs, saying, fuck you and fuck that and fuck all y'all fake ass bitches, I'm done. So there's that. And so then, yeah, and I rage quit. Like, I walked in, the store manager wasn't even there. Like, the store manager like was in the back eating his lunch because they all had bought food for us to work over the holidays. And so I had went to the lunch, I clocked out in tears. Like, because when I'm angry, I don't know why my body, okay, so when I'm nervous, I laugh. When I'm angry, I cry. And they're not tears of sadness. Like, it's not like I'm weak. Like, I get so angry because I want to punch somebody and I can't. Because I have the arms of a noodle. And so I rage quit, right? So my manager at the time, her name's Evelyn, she was with the customer, you know, helping sort something out or whatever. And so I was going off. Like, I had it. Like, I was just like, y'all lazy as fuck. Y'all want me to do all this and y'all don't even help. Y'all can go fuck yourselves, choke on a dick and die. Like, shamelessly. Like, I literally was just like, fuck you. And I seriously pointed out to every single person and was like, I'm done. So then I rage quit. My friend Cindy had like literally seen me maybe 10 minutes prior to what had happened. And so she was at the mall with her now husband, doing some Christmas shopping and stuff. And we were going to hang out when I went to lunch. And so I called her and I was like, you need to come get me. I just quit. And she was like, we just saw you. What do you mean you just quit? So like, I'm in tears. I'm like, you need to come get me. I was just like, I just went off. Like, I can't handle this. And then so Cindy being the rock that she is for me literally came to pick me up. And she was like, well, what do you want to do? She's like, you want to do Christmas shopping? I was like, well, there's a lot of people I don't want to be around. I was like, you know what? I was just like, let's just go to the gas station. Let's go to Sonic. I'll get a Route 44 and then I'm going to get smashed. So I get a call maybe 2 seconds after I hang up with Cindy, and I get a call from Evelyn, and she was like, hey, what happened? What's going on? Where did you go? What happened? And so I explained to her, and I was just like, they were saying all this shit, like they were talking all this shit, saying, I don't do anything, trying to tell me how to do my job. I was like, well, they just sit on their lazy asses, looking at their phones all day, and like, don't even do shit. And so I was just like, no, like, I was like, I'm not putting up with this. I was like, so I quit. And she was just like, hey, she was like, you know what? She was just like, she's like, you're one of the harder workers here. Like, let's go. She was just like, take a breath. She was like, come back when you need. And she was just like, and we'll be fine. She was just like, and we'll come talk to the warehouse. So I go to Sonic. So Cindy comes pick me up. We go to Sonic. I am so buzzed by the time I walk in. I'm praying to God they don't smell the alcohol on my face. And then so they sit me down, basically give me a slap on the wrist. I thought I was like literally expecting like a final, like a what, like I was expecting the utmost, you know. And thank God for Evelyn, because she was just like, you know what, no, like what they did was wrong and all this other stuff. And one of the main issues too is, we did, like, that was just what we did. We always talked shit to each other. That was how, like, if we weren't making fun of you, we probably didn't like you. And so, but that day I felt like it had crossed the line. And for sure, I'm not saying I didn't cross the line, but my reaction was so out there. So I basically got a slap on the wrist. I was just like, LOL kid, we'll see you tomorrow. So I worked a little bit longer to make up for the time I was gone. And then I clocked out. And yeah, and then I worked there for basically 2 years, and then I got laid off because of this coronavirus. And like, they would always bring it up. They would always bring it up. Every time we got a new person, they would bring it up and they'd be like, hey, whatever you do, don't piss him off because he will go off. And I would go off. I didn't necessarily learn from that lesson. I literally went off on the, because Evelyn ended up finding a different job and leaving that was closer to home, because she would travel like an hour and a half every day for work, which is I could never do. And she, so then one of the sales associates got promoted, and I went off on him because I felt like he wasn't giving me the support I needed, and was just like waving his dick around. And so I went off on him, and yeah, like, I just don't know how to control it. Like, I really don't. Like, you know how people can bite their tongues? I can't. Like, I can't bite my tongue. I don't know what it is. And if I try, it physically hurts. Like, I want to die. Like, I literally can't. And it's not, and I don't know what it is. I don't know. Like, maybe I should see a therapist to, like, maybe go down the list of childhood trauma and be like, hey, is this why I'm like this? Because I don't understand. Because every time I'm like, you know what? I'm going to bite my tongue. I'll bite the bullet. I'll just keep it to myself. The more I hold it in, the deeper I cut. And so, yeah, basically that was, I mean, he wasn't the first manager I went off on, but he definitely and probably won't be the last, I hope. I don't know. I just have this thing of just like, I don't like when I feel like I'm being taken advantage of. And so I'm going to speak up and stand up for myself, and I will burn bridges I don't know. I kind of get a high from it too. Oh my God. This is why I'm single. It's so toxic, where I'll just like burn a bridge while I'm standing on it. I'm like, you know what? I never needed none of y'all. And boom. That is my toxic trait of just like burning bridges. It's probably why I only have like 4 friends, and they've basically all moved away. And yeah, pretty much. Like, and that day, like, I remember just being so mad and so angry, and like literally just seeing red. Like, all I saw was red. I don't even, like, I'm just glad I didn't start swinging, or I didn't break anything, or anything like that, because if I did, I probably wouldn't have gotten my job back. And so, yeah, and so afterwards, I went and I apologized, like, immediately after. I felt so horrible. I went and I apologized to the person who was just like, hey, could you help me unbox the TV? And I was just like, hey, you know, I'm sorry. I was just like, it wasn't for you. It was for everybody else. I was like, you had nothing to do with that. I was just like, I just hope that we're okay. Like, I was just like, I just hope I didn't make you feel any kind of way. And she was just like, no, she's like, you're fine. She's like, it's good. And then I left. And yeah. And then since then, like, they never really fucked with me after that, though. Let me tell you, the person who, actually, the two people who really instigated it got written up for it, for bullying. So that, and they made it sound like, and then afterwards they made it sound like as if I went and like I manipulated it, as if I went and been like, oh, like, no, I didn't tell them to write them up. I didn't expect a write up. I didn't expect, like, I was telling them to write me up, and then that just didn't happen. So I didn't manipulate anything other than just like I spoke my truths and like did what I had to do. It definitely, though, did cause me, I will say, like, it did cause me issues, because after that, I will say, like, no one ever really took me seriously when I was, like, after that, they were kind of like, oh, what are you going to do, explode again? And then I'll be like, yes, I will explode again. And then we're all dying. So there's more details into my crazy episode in Black Friday. And I'm trying to think of like anything else in cons that happened with the customers, but for the most part, I didn't really have to deal with the customers. There was this time I did feel bad where, this isn't necessarily a horror story for us per se, but we were loading up like these park rangers decided, I guess they bought a refrigerator. I don't know. They bought a refrigerator. We were helping them load it up on the truck, and this guy was trying to climb onto the truck, but he was trying to push off of the wall for some reason to get onto the truck. Either way, he ended up falling, and I think I have a video of it somewhere. He ended up falling, and we thought it was so fun. We felt so bad because he was an older man. He like was all dressed up in his like park ranger gear, like he had a walkie-talkie, and like he fell on his walkie-talkie. So we know that shit hurts, and especially like, I mean, when you're old, like we thought like he was hurt, but he got up, he said he was fine, we tried to offer him help, and nothing. So immediately after he left, we could not stop laughing, and then we got it on camera, so we, yeah, so there's that. I'm trying to think of any other horror stories of cons, and I don't think so. I think cons was more just like that whole Black Friday incident, and the only reason I put it in there is because I was technically is still in customer service, still on the clock, and like still you know, working. So there's that. And now I'm trying to think. Yeah, so now, and then so I eventually got laid off because of the coronavirus. Now at this time, and one of the reasons I thought I got laid off, because they literally only laid off me and like another person and TJ. So I basically only laid off me and TJ. So the store manager, which eventually got replaced, God bless, he didn't like me because, so they closed my porter position. They closed my porter position, and then I moved back to sales. So I went, I did another training, and then I went back. That lasted like maybe a month and a half. and I was still expected to do porter work. Like I was still expected to, put stuff out and all this other stuff. Well, so now here comes the specialist part, right? I would ask these specific specialists for help, and no, they wouldn't. So one, the furniture specialist decided that I just had to do it by myself. So I almost dropped a headboard on me because he wouldn't help me. Building a bed takes two people, guys. Two people. I repeat, building a bed takes two people. I don't understand why everybody in that store thinks it only takes one person, but every time Benito tried to prove a freaking point, he had to have more than other people do it. More people than I ever needed. So, sorry, quick rant. I'm actually going to have to go on a quick break before I finish this, and I'll be back. Hello, everyone. I'm back. Excuse me. Oof. Sorry. That's not what you want to hear when you come back. Oh. Anyways, as I was saying, mid rant. So basically, at this point, I was no longer obligated to care about the products that were put out. For the most part, I would only do it to make my life somewhat easier, so they would just leave me alone. Because my anxiety and everything at that point had gotten so bad, that like I was basically having panic attacks while at work basically every other day. Some not as bad as others, but it was an issue. So to kind of like appease them, I would do whatever they said. So it came down to me and the furniture specialist putting out a new bedroom set. And like I said before, building a bed set takes two people. Two people. Now, if you're really smart and can like maneuver stuff correctly, then yeah, by yourself, knock yourself out. But for the most part, and it takes two people. Not necessarily a lot of help, but you know, I just so when it came to putting this stuff out, this guy decided he didn't need to do it and it was just up to me. So I ended up almost dropping because I was trying to put like one of the rails. I was trying to, so I connected one of the rails to the headboard. So I was trying to connect the other side of the rail to the footboard. So while this was happening, either way, I almost dropped the headboard, fell and almost hit me. And like I almost ended up damaging, if I did damage, the headboard. So I'm pissed at this point. I'm pissed. I scream because it almost hits me, because it scares me, right? And I'm like in the middle of the store yelling, like, why the fuck do I need to be doing this and all this other stuff, and whatnot? And why is like no one helping me? Like I, at this point, I'm no longer obligated to care because I'm no longer Porter. And so, I literally stop. I stop helping whatsoever. Like I literally just like go to the back and I'm on my phone and I'm pissed. Like I'm fuming. Because another like Black Friday situation was about to happen. And so basically, so then Benito was just like, hey, why isn't the bedroom set not done? And I was like, no, fuck that. Like, I was like, Benny, I'm no longer obligated to care. I was just like, so I'm taking my fucking break, like I'm allowed to do. And I was just like, he decided to go back up on the one and help customers. I was just like, this is the same thing that happened last time. I was like, it's the same reason I've gone off on this person multiple times, because he just like refused to help. And so I was just like, so I felt very like, and I felt very taken advantage of. And I was just like, no, I'm not doing this. I'm not, you know, like this isn't going to be my thing. So then Benito was like, okay, well, let me help you then. So then he helps me or whatever, we get it done. And like, I'm like done, like after that. So, and after that, I tell him, like, I'm not doing Porter stuff anymore. I'm not like, you guys can go fuck yourself because I'm done. And so because of that, the store manager was just like, LOL. Well, then, so then he started like nitpicking everything. So either way, I get laid off from cons, and like I get a call, and it was on my day off too. Like I get a call, and they're just like, LOL, hate to inform you. And you can tell like my store manager is like reading this off of a piece of paper, like a script that they had sent him, saying that I'm practically laid off. So I wasn't even mad. I wasn't even upset. I was just like, God bless. That unemployment check came in handy when it was coming in. So thank you. But it was very stressful working there. I will say it was the most stressful job I've ever had. And such a mind fuck, because like literally when I tell you that nothing was ever good enough, like nothing was ever good enough for anybody. And I'm just glad I'm out of there. I don't have to worry about it. And I'm so happy at my new job. So then my mom's friend is the district manager for one of the dollar stores here in town. So I went ahead, I applied. I kind of told my mom to, hey, drop a hint. Then I'm like, that I need work. So my mom did, I don't know, actually. Anyways, I did pull some strings to get this job. And I mean, so far so good, like work-wise compared to like literally, so the difference, it's like day and night, like a complete difference between cons and like what it is now. So, cause like literally I couldn't ask anybody for help at cons. Like it was such like an elitist like mentality, like I don't have to help you. I don't have to get my hands dirty because I, like, I'm like, dude, just be a fucking decent human being and we won't have any issues. But apparently it was very hard for some of the people there at cons. I'm not going to say all of them because I still talk to a lot of them. But the people that I, like, I mean, at the end of the day, y'all know who I'm talking about. And so, like, this job now is just so different. Like, it, I can ask for help and I receive it. And on top of that, like, you see the store manager stocking shelves, you know, getting his hands dirty, like, doing, you know, grunt work, which is nice because literally previous job, I couldn't get my store manager to tell me where anything was because he said that wasn't his department. I don't know how he just thinks, like, how he's like, oh, well, that's not my department. I'm like, it's your store. It is your store. What do you mean it's not your department? But I don't know. I guess I just have a different mentality than that guy. So it's such a breath of fresh air. And I'm so happy. But I will say, I'm not going to lie, though, I have been stressed out by this job I don't know how many times. And it's all crackheads. Like, it's literally just all crackheads. In the area that it's located is, like, predominantly crackheads. and that's just the fact. Because it's like, on the outskirts of town. So it's not very, you know, I don't know how to explain it. Like, I mean, if everyone knows where Doniana is. It's crackheads, that were very, very Mexicans. I see a few white people here and there to like sprinkle in some color, excuse me. But for the majority of it, it's just like cracked out Mexicans. No, there's some white crackheads out there too. So like my first horror story with this, let's see. Well, so let's talk about like the first day I ever started. So since I was able to pull some strings with my mom's friend, he was just like, okay, well, we're going to start, I guess, training you in another store, which we're going to travel. So this is like mid-pandemic or whatever. So I'm just like, okay, that's kind of sketchy, but whatever. Like it's for work. I'm pretty sure the hotels are being safe and the hotels were safe and everything. They were nice hotels. They put us up in, well, I'll say working class, like they weren't sketchy. Like it was, I don't know, very well-known hotel chains, I guess you could say. sorry, I had a bubble in my throat. And so we start in Lawrenceburg, and this is like, amidst, I think this is like when like all the riots started happening with George Floyd, and I was gonna say Mayweather for some reason. I don't know. Anyways, so it's like when, you know, they're all rioting for like Black Lives Matter, which, you know, is understandable, and you know, people are upset. And anyways, so my mom was a little concerned, and I was like, Mom, there's like four people in Lloydsburg. If you guys have ever been to Lloydsburg, you probably haven't even realized it because you literally blink and it's like gone. but we have a store out there. And so, and then we went to, it's not Silver, it's, what is it? It's not Silver, it's next to, so it's not Santa Monica. I don't know. There's a, like, it's just right outside of Silver. And we went there. So on my first, like, basically, like, my first week, you know, because we spent, like, 3 days in Lawrenceburg, and then we went to Santa Ana, I think. Santa Clara. Santa Clara is what it's called. So we went to Santa Clara, and then we were, like, literally, my district manager was just like, hey, this aisle looks gross. Fix it. So I was organizing, putting stuff like back in his place, trying to figure out like the right spots things went into. and everything like that. And it was like all the clothes and stuff. So I was like folding and everything. And making sure it was all going into the right place, which I think was in the right place, which confuses me because at my store, everything is basically in the place that it needs to be. And like that store, like just wasn't. And I was like, what? But of course, I didn't know that back then because I hadn't worked in my store yet. And like this old lady, and I had seen this old lady. So I was like from the other side and I was like, I had seen her. I said, hi. I asked her if she needed anything. She said no. Right. So then she walks to the further side of the aisle. So I keep doing what I'm doing. Like I'm fixing these socks and shirts and things like that. Right. So then I like, so she ends up like disappearing or whatever. So I like, you know, so I keep minding my own business, you know, putting things away and doing whatever it is I need to do. I get a phone call from my roommate, right? Because someone was like knocking at our door and she was wondering if we needed to, like, if I was expecting company, basically. And I was like, no, don't answer the door. I don't know who that is. So basically, I go to the break room and I see this lady on the floor crying and I see a police officer like standing by the door. So he tells me to go. So I take the call. I tell her, oh, hold on, I'm busy. I'll call you right back. I take the call or whatever. He was like, hey, can you find? So after I finished my call, he asked me to go find the store manager. And I just assumed it was like a health issue because she was old and she was crying and she was on the floor. I didn't see any handcuffs or anything like that. And then so I go to the store manager. I was like, hey, a police officer was wanting to speak to you. So come to find out, my district manager was like, yeah, no, that lady was stealing. And he was like, you didn't see her? And I was like, no. And then I was busy. And he was like, yeah. He was like, I saw you. And so you know how like usually when you walk into some convenience stores, it shows you that you're being recorded on like those TVs? Well, in that aisle, on her side of the aisle where she was at, there's a giant TV screen. And it's not a little one or anything like that. Like it's a pretty big, like it's hard to miss TV, showing you that you're being recorded. So as to why she was just staring at me the whole time, and I think that's where she messed up, is she was staring at me the whole time and watching to make sure I wasn't paying attention. And so I was just like, wow, not off to a great start for me. Thanks, lady. I don't know how much stuff she ended up stealing, but they did end up pressing charges on her. And I was just like, wow, okay. Like, she was like, well, this is the first time I've ever done in my life and all this other stuff. Apparently she was a regular and would buy sodas and all this, like go just to buy drinks all the time. So there's that horror story. So then several months roll by, or like a month after that, I started actually working in my own store because for the most part, I was only like, I was helping with like all of the inventories that were coming in and all that other stuff. So when that happened, I genuinely like this job. And so there was this guy, and now it's been like several weeks have passed, you know, I've been working in the store for a little bit, I know my store a little bit better and stuff like that. I still haven't met all of my coworkers yet, but I think I've met like 90% of them. And it was just, I'm trying to think, because I always get these two stories confused with each other because they're kind of similar. Oh, okay, crackheads. Okay, so we'll start with this lady. I don't know her name. But she is a regular. She comes into our store. I don't know how many times. But so this had been the first time I had ever really seen her. So she comes into the store, her and her friend. Like, crack. When I tell you crackhead energy times 10, like, it was crackhead energy. So they kept, it would piss me off. So they would come, they came to their line, they finish shopping or whatever, right? Apparently. they came and they dropped, and they would like, they put all their stuff down. I started scanning and everything like that, and then they started scanning everything, and I was just like, okay. But it would piss me off because literally I'd finish scanning and they're like, oh wait, I forgot something. So then they would, she would go run and then go come back with 10 items and be like, oh wait, I forgot something. So then I was like, what the heck is happening? And so with our systems, they're fairly old systems. I'm not able to move on to the next customer until I'm finished checking out with the other customer. So I like can't check anybody out. My manager's on break, so she's not allowed to check anybody out because she's off the clock. And so it was like, so then, right, I'm just like, they finished doing whatever it is. It's over $100. And like, they're like, oh, I forgot my card. Oh my God, I was going to lose my shit. Because then now I have to go get my manager, void the transaction, which is a huge transaction. So then it's going to look like suspicious, I guess. Because I guess they like run reports and stuff. So I'm just like, damn, like, I'm going to get in trouble for this. And so they, so then I'm like, fuck, like, I was just like, great. I hate crackheads. Like, and I said it out loud. I didn't yell it or anything. I was like, oh, I fucking hate crackheads. So then I go and then she comes back and she's like, oh no, I found, and then she magically finds $100 bill. I was like, lady. Okay. So she ends up having the cash and stuff. And then they like leave. They come back the next day and basically do the same thing. So then I go, like, I have to go find her because I'm like, ma'am, you're holding up my line. Like, choose your selections and, like, this and that. And then she was just like, well, it's because I keep forgetting. And I was like, okay, but next time, like, be a regular person. I was just like, and grab a cart like everybody else. I was just like, and then don't come back until you're ready. I was like, I understand if it's one or two items, but I was like, you keep coming back three or four times saying you forgot something. Like, I was like, that's unacceptable. And then she was like, okay, sorry. So then after that, she was being really nice. But it was because I was talking shit about her one day and I didn't realize she was right behind me because she came to return. She bought a picture from us and the glass was broken. She wanted to know if you can return it and we can't. So there's that. There was also another crackhead who had basically done the same thing. Well, she had come up and she had me, she filled up a cart, had me price check everything. Had me stopped when we got to, like, her total came out to $20 and was like, okay, I'm not getting anything else. And that pissed me off. And I was like, okay, if you were only going to spend $20, why did you fill up your cart? And she was just like, oh, well, and I was like, no, explain to me. In your mind, how did you expect to get this whole cart? Like, and when I tell you it was full, there was stuff, like, falling out of the sides and, like, out of the little, like, it was full. I was like, how did you expect to get this whole cart full for $20? I was like, we have hand baskets for one. I was like, if you're going to bullshit like this, make sure it's smaller. I was like, I was like, no. I was like, you know what? Next time, ma'am. I was just like, don't even bother coming in. So there's that. Because price checking, it, like, we have to go get a little scan gun, log in, refresh it. And like, it takes forever. And then like, I had a line of like 10 people behind her. And she's like, what are we at? So on top of that, I still have to clean for everything for COVID and all of that stuff going on. So I don't understand why these people think we can just, like, we have extra time to just put shit away. In reality, we don't. And so there's that. And so I was just, like, annoyed. And I was like, you know what, ma'am? Like, I was like, next time, like, I was like, learn how to count. Like, pull out your calculator, leave room for tax, and, like, move on your way. Like, she only got, like, 4 items out of that whole cart. I was so upset. I was like, next time you're gonna do that, just go to the Dollar Tree. Do what I do. Go to the Dollar Tree. Everything's a dollar there. You can get, like, walk out with a literal cart full of stuff for $20. Like, what is wrong with you? Of course, I didn't tell her that part because I was just upset. But then my karma came back because I did tell her to, like, never come back. But then a couple days later, this guy comes up with 2 carts of stuff. Total comes out to $300, you guys. $300. Forgets his card. Did he ever come back? Nope. You know what I did the rest of my shift? Not clean the bathrooms, not wipe down all of the stuff that I'm supposed to wipe down for COVID. I had to make sure that both of those cards were gone because he forgot his card. Yeah. Well, and to be fair, that was the first and, like, last time I had seen him in the store. Like, unless he just doesn't go when I work, which is fine by me. I was really upset about that. And that has recently happened again. Like, I don't know what it is with these people where they come in, they forget their card, and they're like, okay. And my biggest pet peeve is don't tell me you're going to come back. Like, I understand, like, accident happened. I forget my stuff literally everywhere. I literally don't even know where my house keys are right now. So, like, but don't tell me you're going to come back, because then it puts me in the, like, if you're not going to come back. Just be like, oh, you know what? I forgot my card. We're going to have to save this for another day, which is fine. I'm still going to be upset because I'm going to still have to put a shit ton back, but it's fine. So, like, and we only have a certain amount of time, like, after the store closes to put everything away. So it's not like I can just spend all this time doing everything. And my manager also has stuff to do, too. So my manager did help somewhat, but she still has reports and things to fill out that she can't just, you know, drop everything, or she'll get in trouble. So it's just like, I get it, but don't tell, because then I'm just like, okay, are you coming back, or are you not coming back? Because a couple recently did that, and it wasn't that much. It was literally like not even a lot. I was able to put it away in like 5 minutes, but then like I had this whole cart like sitting there in the way of customers because they said they were gonna come back and they never came back. And it wasn't even in the way of customers, it was off to the side, but it, like, people kept banging into it for some reason. I don't know how they saw it, like, didn't see it, but it was annoying and frustrating. And yeah, so there's that. And what's my favorite story so far? Oh god, I have two more. Let's see if I can finish this in 9 minutes. Okay, so the first one, right? So there's this crackhead. He comes in, he buys a few stuff, leaves, comes back later, buys some cigarettes, and then I go on my break. He comes back in, right? And I'm on my phone on my break watching videos or whatever on Facebook, and then he comes back in, and all I hear is, oh, well, you're just a dumb bitch and all this other. I was like, whoa. I was like, who is he talking to? And so my manager is like a female who's small, and like, I just got very protective over her, because, well, she's a female and he's a grown-ass man, and she's like he's three times her size. So, I mean, if anyone's gonna get beat up, obviously me, but just like, hopefully she calls the cops if anything happens. So then I was like, hey, well, what's going on? Talk to me over here. So I get him away from her, and he was just like, oh, well, can I borrow your phone? So, because he needed $55 for a bus ticket to go to Phoenix, and he needed to call his sister, to call his other sister to transfer him the money. So I gave him the store phone because he was coughing like crazy, and in this pandemic I was not going to give you my personal phone. He wasn't wearing a mask. It was disgusting. I was glad I had like a plastic thing between us. And so we give him the store phone, immediately disinfected afterwards, right? So now apparently he goes outside and he starts throwing rocks at customers' cars. So I was like, oh, hell no. So then a customer asked us to call the police because he almost hit her car. So I was like, okay. So we called the police. And then when the police finally show up, they don't even talk to the people that, like, told us to call the police. And then, like, the police were just like, oh, well, we don't know if he's dangerous or not, but he walked across the street. He shouldn't bother you. So I was like, okay, well, you did nothing. I was like, sir, we didn't call you for our safety. You called her for his safety. Because if he came at me one more time, it wasn't going to go down. Okay. And then recently, couponers, man. Couponers. Okay, I understand, like, if you're trying to save money, then use a coupon. Sure, there's no shame in, like, using a coupon. I get it. I've been there. I use coupons at fast food all the time in place. Like, if I can use a coupon, I'm going to use a coupon. But there's a difference between using a coupon and taking advantage. And so recently we've been getting in trouble because these couponers come in. And apparently now there's a limit, like it's one coupon per person, per item, per household, per item. Two per person, per household, per item, right? So what these people do is they either sell their, like, they purchase all of this stuff at coupon price and then sell it for regular price, which I don't necessarily understand, but they do. I don't understand how that works, but it works somewhere. I don't know. I don't I don't get it, but it works. So for them, I guess. So there was this lady who came in and she got a whole bunch of laundry detergent, and they weren't big jugs or anything like that. They were just little like laundry detergents. And I was like, okay, ma'am, like I can only take two of these coupons. And she had like seven or eight coupons. And they weren't necessarily from our store. Like they weren't from our ad. They were, I don't even know where she got these coupons from. And then I was just like, they just updated the policy. We can't change it. Like, I was just like, we recently just got in trouble for it. So she's like, okay, well, where does it say in your policy? And I was just like, well, they just updated. They sent me an email saying that they're working on it. Like, I don't know what to tell you. Like, I'm not making this stuff up. I would if I could, but I don't want to get in trouble. Like, you're not paying my bills. So play off. So then she starts giving me attitude after that. And she's like, okay, well, I'm not getting the, any of this. She was like, okay, I'm still going to. She did two separate transactions for some reason, used some coupons for some other things, and it was like, didn't make sense to me, but whatever. And then she's like, okay, I'm leaving the rest. I'm like, okay, cool. So then she like leaves and then comes back, right, for some reason. And she's like, oh, that means I get to use, like, she doesn't even leave like the store parking lot. She like leaves outside and she's like, oh, that means I get to use more coupons. I'm like, no. Like, it's not how that works. I was like, you weren't even gone for more than 5 minutes. So I was like, that's no, like, I'm going to get in trouble. So no. And then, so then she was just like, ends up dropping a huge, she ends up, so after that, she ends up, to me, it looked like she threw it, but I don't know. So she ends up dropping like this whole, like one of the, I guess, detergents. So she ends up dropping it and like it spills everywhere. And I'm pissed because it's like 30 minutes still closing. I still have a shit ton to do. And because we were really busy that day for it being a Monday, I think. And I was pissed. So I was just like, look. And then she was like, sir, I didn't catch. She was like, I didn't get your name. And I was like, that's because I didn't give it to you. I was just like, and she was just like, she was like, you're not supposed to wear a name tag. And I was like, no, I'm not supposed to wear a name tag. And I'm pretty sure I am supposed to wear a name tag. I just don't. I haven't gotten in trouble for it yet. Knock on wood. Hopefully no one that is employing me right now is actually listening. But so I was like, no, I'm not supposed to wear a name tag. I was just like, and I'm not required to give you my name. I was like, I'm like, and I was on the verge of a panic attack. So I told her, I was like, look, ma'am, I was like, you've stressed me out so much tonight because of your stupid couponing. I was just like, that you, I was just like, almost given me a panic attack. And she's like, so then she like tried to switch her tone and be like, oh, well, I was just asking so I could give you a good survey, but now that's not. I was like, bitch, no, you weren't. I was like, because the way she had asked was so, because you're like, I didn't even get your name. And I was like, whoa, Bruce Willis, calm down. You don't need to know my name. I was like, listen to my podcast. So then like she ends up leaving right afterwards. And then so my manager's like, was she arguing with you? And I was like, this is what happened. And this is what I was telling what happened. And then so she comes back and gets something else. And I'm just like, bitch, just fucking leave. Like, obviously, I'm stressed out. So she's like, hello, right? Because it was just me and the manager at the store at the time. And because I was asking my manager where to get the soap pads. And she was just like, hello. And then so I was like, yes, ma'am. And she's like, I don't want to be checked out by you. I want to be checked out by the by your manager. So I was like, okay, she's asking for you specifically. So my manager go check. And then, like, my manager has my back and doesn't give him my name out. So a shout out to my manager, and things like that. So at the end of the day, those are my customer service horror stories so far. I mean, maybe I did deserve them, maybe I didn't. I don't know. I don't think I didn't. I don't think anybody in customer service really deserves to be treated poorly. And I'm not saying I'm a saint, because I've definitely like had my bad days and gone off on people, because that's just what I do. But yeah, so she, I don't know, she left a bad survey. I still haven't heard from anything about it yet. So knock on wood, hopefully nothing does bad ever happen. But yeah, so if you guys, like I said, if you guys have any other stories, feel free to, you know, email me, barelymexican95@gmail.com. Follow me on Twitter. Would love to hear your stories. If you have any questions you need advice on or anything like that, I'm definitely not qualified, but more than happy to give my two cents in. But y'all have a good night and be safe out there.